Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota Perachas Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find Reziv Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing these categories of people that are going to be chayzer from the Melchama that they're not going to actually fight the war. The Mishnah begins by telling us Ve'elu She'enen Chayzerin. The following people are actually not going to be chayzer. They're going to hear what the Kayan has to say and they're going to think, oh, maybe that's me. Nope, it's not him. For the following reason, Habayne Beis Shar Chasad Rapeses. If someone built a guardhouse and Chasad is a portico and Rapeset is some sort of porch, all these things are not considered a house because they can't be lived in. And therefore, the person is not going to be chazer from Muhammad. If he planted 4 fruit-bearing trees or 5 non-fruit-bearing trees, he's also not going to be chazer. And lastly, if a person remarried his grusha, he divorced his wife, then he remarried her, he's not going to go back because that's not a big enough simcha. And all these are not going to be chazer. That's because these marriages are usher, so the person's not going to go back. Now Rabbi Hudaimer, he adds on, even if he built a house, but it was al mechaynai, he rebuilt it exactly as it was before, meaning he knocked down his house and rebuilt it literally precisely the way it was before. So that's not considered building a new house, so he's not going to be chazer either. And Rabbi Lezer says, if he builds a brick house in the Sharon area of Eretz Yisrael, he's not going to go back either, because this is not a house that lasts long. He has to strengthen it or rebuild it every 3.5 years, because the ground is not good for building brick homes, and therefore, it's not considered like he built a new house. Now, moving on to Mishnah Dalet, to the opposite extreme, Ve'elu She'ein Zazen M'Kaiman. The following people don't even leave their places, meaning when the call goes out, Rabbi Sai, we're about to wage war against our enemies, come one, come all, join the army, and everyone closes their gemaras and they leave yeshiva to go fight this Melchama, the following people are not going to even leave, they're going to stay exactly where they were. Who are these? Banabayas V'Chanachai. He built a brand new house, and he inaugurated it, but he didn't live in it for a year. Or not a Karen V'Chil. He planted a vineyard and was mechalit, which means he enjoyed some of its fruits, but he didn't enjoy all the fruits yet of the first year. And Hanoses Arusa say, Hakonis Yavimtai, or if he married his Arusa or married his Yavama, but he didn't live with them for a year. Now, how do we know this? Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, Naki Yia Lebesa Shana Echas, he shall be clean or free for his house for a whole year. And what's this referring to? So Lebesa, Zebesa, when the Pasuk says, for his house, that's referring to his literal house that he built. And Yia, what's that referring to? Zekarmai, that's his Karim, his vineyard. And when the Pasuk continues to say, V'simach es ishtoi, zu ishtoi, that's referring to his wife, asher lakach, which he took, lohavias yibimtoi, that's including his yavama. And all these situations, einor mesapkim mayim umazayin, ve'einor metaknes adrachim, they do not have to provide food and water to the troops, and they do not have to fix the roads. As we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, they don't even leave their places, they stay at home completely for a full year, and they're not involved in the war effort whatsoever. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.